Why are you doing that?
I don't know, because Adam wanted me to.
Good day, Adam.
It looks very rugby of you in that sweater. I just came in before and you give me a bit of grief about my flannelette jumper. I thought I'd bring it down a little bit. We've got Ralph Lauren and sweaters and cashmere for the people I am today.
Mate, I think those flannels are back in.
Oh, you think they are? They're well back in.
Yeah, they're well back in.
No, I'm all over it.
Are you not wearing flannels?
I do wear flannels.
To bed.
Why are you laughing at his then?
Well, that one's a little bit lumberjacky.
A bit of a wood chopping style.
I've got more issue with the desert boots that he's wearing under the desk.
And what about the rugby? Let's talk about it.
Well, let's talk about Hayne Plain and whether he's going to come back and play for the Waratahs. That was the story going around last night.
Yeah. Look, Webby, you've been involved in this game for a long time, and is it sometimes leverage, is it? Because I think that you would go through a lot of league players that are firmly established in the NRL at the moment. They've all had a talk to rugby union, and I think it's... And Michael Cech has gone on the record and said that he loves Jared Hayne, love to see him play, but it is difficult when he can't wear a gold jumper. And if a player or an agent comes to rugby and says, hey, let's have a conversation, what are your interests? And you'd be crazy not to talk to him, but to think we're out there trying to chase him is probably a different story. And it's just the language and the words that get thrown around, and sometimes it's always a... And you look at some motives and does it create leverage, and other NRL clubs seeing that and NRL are interested, it gets the price up. But look, Jared Hayne playing rugby union would be unbelievable. Having him play for the Wallabies would be incredible as well. He is an Australian. He's played there for a long time. However, because he's played that game for Fiji in the sevens, it rules him out of that.
Well, that's the important point. His management contacted the AAU. It's not the other way around, and that's how it was reported last night. So it definitely sounds like it was leverage, and they use union as leverage for the last 20 years. I'd be very surprised if he ends up playing for the Waratahs.
Yeah, look, I'd even look at the most recent signing that rugby got with Corabidi. Now, he's a player that genuinely wanted to play rugby union. He grew up playing rugby union, has the conversation, and meets with the coach, and all of a sudden he's playing for the Rebels next year. But I think some of the league recruits that we've got over the years, I think Matt Rogers was sensational. Lottie Takiri, well, he's left his mark. And then you've also got Wendell Saylor, who had a huge impact on the game. So I think that has been and gone. But there are league players that are coming across now for the right reasons. And not to say that any of those guys came for the wrong reasons, but it's always going to be there. And I reckon that some of our rugby union stars, next time they're talking about contracts, we look at it, talking in NRL clubs.
Jared might have another dream, though. He might come over and then... dream of something else.
Yeah, well,
he's a dreamer.
Well, he's a dreamer and he's a believer as well. No one thought he'd be playing NFL footy, but it really does hurt him that he hasn't. He doesn't qualify to play for the Wallabies. It is a shame because he would be an incredible rugby union player.
Yeah, he would be, wouldn't he? All right, mate. Super Rugby is back on, and the Waratahs, they go to Tokyo. They've got two away games in their last three. Come back for that middle one. They need to win the last three. I mean, it shouldn't be hard work, this first one over there.
No, not at all. And any start that's against them, you'd work with them, because I reckon they're going to win and win big. I know Nick Phipps has been put to the bench. Will Skelton starts. Michael Hooper, and you talk about this Wallabies and England series, and I know we went down 3-0, but he's been incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. And I think he'll only get better. It does stop the momentum of Super Rugby, this test series. There's no doubt about it. I think the Waratahs have gone on the record this morning stating that. But
Agree with it?
Oh, I think it does, but there's no other choice. I just think there's no other time you can play England. But, you know, some teams, the better teams, won't really feel that. I think the Waratahs will get over that hump very quickly. If they can win and get all bonus points, rely maybe on one, there's still a chance. And I think there is a mathematical chance to say the Brumbies and Waratahs can both go through. But this game here, they need to win big. I think they will. I think it'll be a huge scoreline. And I think the team they've got on the park and returning players, as I said, Skelton, Hooper in good form, Rob Horn playing 12. I think it's a good side, a good-looking Waratah team.
What other games do you think we should be gambling on this week?
Well, Brumbies are going to win big, aren't they? The odds are there, $1.12, $6.35, the Reds.
Well, interesting one with the Reds. You've got Leroy Houston, who comes back into Australia. He's back on the bench. Kane Douglas, a Wallaby star, coming back from injury on the bench. They've got a very good closing team. But I think the Brumbies will win this. I don't think they'll win big. I think it'll be a short margin. Too much class. I know Joe Tamani's still to come back in. Joe Powell, who's a player that was the Wallaby Bolter, he'll start. And I just think their forward pack's going to be too good to start with. Very young side, the Reds, but I think the Brumbies will do it there in Canberra, but not by a lot.
Okay. Rebels, $2, $1.80 Stormers.
Always nervous about the Rebels, I'm in with this one as well. I think the Rebels need to win two of their next three games to have a winning season and be their best season to date. Stormers are pretty much top of the South African Conference. I think they'll go okay. Sean McMahon will captain the side. Another outstanding player from that test series. Stir Zaka out. Look, I think the Rebels are outsiders. I think they're the value bet at $2. I would have thought they'd start favourite. So if you want to go for a bit of value, I'd almost say the Rebels, just purely because of that. And I think they get about 2.5 starts. So that's a good one for punters.
Force any chance against the Cheetahs?
No.
No. So they're 350 outsiders, the Force,
$1.30. Yeah, look, I think the Force, it's almost that bounce back factor. Michael Foley was let go a couple of weeks back. This side is in a rebuilding phase again. Look, I don't think they'll challenge the Cheetahs in Bloemfontein. It's pretty much a big hole there. It's not a great place to visit, and they've been there all week, so I can't see it being a happy time for any Force fans.
All right. Adam, coming back to the Wallabies, I know that Rod Kafer, there's an article this morning just saying that we've got to get away from part-time coaching appointments, and you know, we're reeling a bit, aren't we, after 3-0 against England. It's not good. There was some good footy played, though. I mean, I thought, particularly that last one, 44-40, a lot of points. It was good footy, but we're on the losing side of it. Do you agree with that?
I do and I don't. I think you could look at the argument both ways. You could say that those coaches, if they're in a full-time role just working for the Wallabies, then they're actually not out there in the market working and getting a feel for the game, where, you know, someone like, even look at State of Origin, you look at Laurie Daly, coaches 3 games a year. Is he going to be a better coach if he was around an NRL club or in the competition? So look at it both ways. Sure. I think what we're doing at the moment, we're looking at the Wallabies, we're seeing 3-0 whitewash, and we're going, here are all the problems. Where there's moments in those games where we win those games, and it could be a 2-1 series or a 1-2 series. You just don't know. So I think the best thing we can do for Australian rugby is just chill and just not look too much at all the negatives and all the issues. And I know you're going to try and pull it apart in the media, and you have to after a whitewash, but I don't think there's too many things that are broken. It's certainly not the coaches. Stephen Larkham and Nathan Gray are great coaches. I think they're as good in the market working as they are part-time with the Wallabies. And, you know, if Australian rugby had the resources and had the money that England does, you bring all these full-time people in. But I don't think throwing money at a team is always going to get the result. And I'm sure you've been in cricket teams as well, Slats, where, you know, you're probably just getting a couple of clicks and clips, and it's just not going right. But everything off the field is going right. The coach is going right. The teams are all gelling. You're just not getting the result. Well, I think that's with the Wallabies.
Don't panic,
Stiffed by the refs. But that wasn't the reason why the Wallabies lost. They didn't hold onto the ball.
It was errors, really.
Their handling errors were mistakes were terrible.
Yeah, so you hold those balls and all of a sudden maybe Kafer doesn't write that article and things were right. However, you know, in Australian sport, we need to be, especially rugby, it's such a tough market.
Well, you need the last to be game the said a lot, Hass. You know, like, had the biggest sporting crowd ever at Allianz for a dead rubber.
Mm.
You know, it's a promising look.
And as you reported on today, the most beers sold, was it?
58,000 beers were drunk at that game, and that is on par, according to the Sydney
according
Cricket Grand Trust.
According to beer sources.
According to my alcohol sources, of which there are many. That is the equivalent of the first day of a New Year's test.
Is that right? And so you've reported on that in the paper today, the Maitland Rugby Club and a veteran footballer's age being wrong. You're on fire. It's a great column.
Well, Eddie Jones fronted...
How many litres is that?
I don't know. It's a lot. So Eddie Jones fronted Randwick training on Monday and braved the conditions. According to my Randwick spies, did nothing but sledge Adam for about 20 minutes.
Mm. Haven't slept since.
With a cocked eyebrow.
Really? Nah. And look, and that's the thing. You say that, and I know rugby can sometimes feel like it's finding its way against some of the other codes, but a full house at the SFS or Allianz, as you say now, Amy Park was full, Suncorp was full. It just shows with the right team and the right dynamic and the right coaches really playing up that rivalry, like Checker and Eddie Jones.
It was perfect.
It was great.
Yeah, but what happens if the Wallabies get wiped by the All Blacks? You reckon, you know, that interest will start to die?
If we can win back that Bledisloe, which is a huge chance for us, then I don't think we'll be talking about the amount of beer drunk at Allianz Stadium.
What if the All Blacks wipe us in three tests.
You're looking forward. You're looking ahead. If we beat the All Blacks, life will be grand. I can tell you that. And we've got a team to do it. And Adam Ashley Cooper, Matt Giddo, and all these players are going to come back. It's going to be a good series.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Looking forward to it. You're meant to look forward, not back, though.
Yeah, I know.
You've got to cast forward.
It's just so negative here.
It's that chair.
Sorry for asking hard questions.
It's something.
We're not all bloody cheerleaters. We've got to ask some hard ones.
It's whoever sits in that chair. It's that chair is a negative chair. That's what I've worked out. If you sit in this chair, You can be positive, but it's that TK when he sits there, Jimmy.
Negative. All we want is a fair run, Webby, and you do that through the SMH. We appreciate it, us rugby folk.
Thank you very much, mate.
Pleasure.
Looking fit too, yes. Mr. Lumberjack.
Thanks for having me.
Adam Fryer, thank you.
Enjoy.